Welcome to lesson 39, managing your business. In our last lesson, I mentioned creating an environment to support making your changes stick. One of the ways we do that is through how we're managing the business. At some point, you can't do everything. I've said that before as well. This is where we begin the shift away from tracking the results of the business into managing your business for growth. Managing on one level means you're not doing the things anymore. Even if your support team comes in the form of a part-time contract person, a VA, or even volunteer family help from time to time, there has to come a point where you're no longer the bottleneck in the business. That means you've got to empower your people to do the work, trust they'll get the results you're after, and not have to micromanage every aspect of the work they're doing. Otherwise, it really is faster and easier to just do it yourself, which keeps you stuck doing all the things, which is not the goal here. If you recall our 4D matrix, about 80% of your time in your business comes from the doing, and most, if not all of that, should be high-value tasks like client-facing work, visibility work, and other things that only you can and should be doing for the growth of your company. That means you've got to free up yourself enough so that you've got the time to design the future of your business, decide who's going to be doing that work, and delegating appropriately those three other D's in the matrix. But in order to do that, your team needs to be empowered, fully able and competent to create the desired outcomes of your business. So here's how it begins. First, you need to know your outcomes. There are project outcomes, like an income goal from a product launch, and there are smaller outcomes, like making sure your social media posts are created in a certain way and scheduled to go out at a certain time. If your team is fully empowered, they know exactly what to do to ensure your desired outcomes are met. If they're not fully empowered, then they're constantly going back to you to check in and make sure things are done according to your specs. So let's take a small outcome, like getting a blog post out on time. This post is part of a larger project, but this individual step in the project is something that your team can manage on their own if you've empowered them correctly. So here's what that might look like. Step one, the post is created. Step two, the post is checked for proper search engine optimization, or SEO. Step three, the post has the appropriate images, tags, and links attached, and they've been checked. Step number four, the post is edited, reviewed, and approved. Step number five, the post is scheduled to go live at a particular date and time. Step number six, the post goes live and is confirmed. While there are multiple steps in getting this post completed, let's say the only thing that needs your attention is the creation of the original post and the final approval. And maybe at some point you don't even need to do that. Maybe you'll hire a copywriter to create the post, check it for SEO, and have someone on your team do the final editing and approval so that it can be scheduled. And then your VA checks the website at the proper date and time to make sure that it went live as scheduled, because sometimes technology isn't kind to us. The only way you're ever going to get your hands off this process is to create a step-by-step process document. The only way you're ever going to get your hands off this process is to create a step-by-step process document for your team to follow. And to be frank, you can't just create the document and turn it over to them. You'll need to train them on it. So here's how it looks in my business. Step one, I create the process document and a follow-along video so that they can watch over my shoulder as I do it. Step two, I give them a post I've written and have them go through the first steps, and then I approve it. Step three, I give it back to them, give them back the post completed and approved so that they can see what needed changing. Step number four, we do it all again on another 2 to 3 posts where all I do is the final approval. And then step number five, once I'm confident that they can do all the steps without my help, I give them control of the outcome. Now that's their responsibility. And then step six, I spot check their work periodically just for quality control. Right now, my VA creates my marketing emails from copy that I've already created. So I do a quick once over and then they're good to go. But I didn't just drop it all in her lap. It took time to train her to get the kind of results that I wanted from my work. I wanted my emails to sound like me. I wanted it to make sense and be engaging. And that doesn't just happen, it takes practice. But now that she's practiced, she can train the other members of my team to get the same kind of results. And she is now in control of that result, not me. Of course, if something happens and she needs me to step back in, I can do that. But we've got a process that anybody can pick up and run with. Process documents aren't sexy, but they are awesome when it comes to empowering your team to support you. When they know what to do and can do it well, you can get out of their way and you can trust them to just do the work. Process documents are an investment in your peace of mind. If you have more than one person on your team, then I encourage you to cross-train people on your systems and processes. That way, if someone leaves the organization or is unable to complete their work because of illness or something else, you have somebody else on your team that can step in and pick up the slack so that you don't have to. And that's what we're working on now in my business. Small outcomes are the fastest, easiest way to both empower your teams and free up your time. Project outcomes may still be on your shoulders for a while, but as you develop your systems and processes, you can delegate these outcomes too and move into managing your team more and monitoring them less, because managing and monitoring are not the same thing. Manage yourself, manage the projects, manage the team, manage the business. That's the evolution from employee to manager to owner. Each level up requires a shift in capacity, and it's hard to manage the entire business if you're still micromanaging and monitoring the team projects. Give yourself a promotion by setting up effective supports inside your teams and empowering your organization to do more of the doing inside your business so you can operate more efficiently on the other three D's of clockworking your business. Your assignment then is to map out one process you can begin to delegate, to train your team member on it, and make sure they deliver the result you're after on a consistent basis. Then turn control for that outcome over to your team member and trust them to do the job. Spot check periodically to make sure they're delivering consistently, and don't be afraid to reassign the task if your team member isn't performing well or if somebody else in your team is a better fit. As you build out the systems and processes for your team, get clear on which ones can be delegated and which ones still need to be managed by you. Over time, you'll see how easy it can be to empower your team with most of the work inside your business, allowing you to be the business owner instead of another employee in the company. In our next lesson, we're wrapping up this cycle of excellence by taking a closer look at list building, or in other words, managing your marketing. And I will see you there.